Hi, I'm Callie Morgan, and you're listening to Hardwick Sound.
Hey, welcome everybody to episode number 41 of Hardwick Sound. My name is Caleb, and joining me here in the dump are my brothers. Let's start with Noah this time.
Hey, I get to start this time.
Yeah.
He's not in the middle.
Yeah, he's not in the middle this time, which is different.
Well,
this
I kind of am in the middle, though.
Yeah, well, that's true. Well, we're all in the middle. We're just in a circle, so.
Are we in Indiana?
No, I don't know. Hey, this is my older brother, Noah.
Oh, speaking of that.
Speaking of what?
The middle. Did you see that this is going to be his final season?
No, aww. I didn't. Is it really?
Yeah. I saw it on Facebook announced yesterday.
Okay, we'll get back to that in just a second. This is my younger brother, Seth.
Hi.
How are you doing, Seth?
I'm doing all right. I'm still kind of freaking over the fact that I haven't really come up with nicknames, even though I said I was going to.
Yeah, well, we'll have to get back to that too then. And calling from the middle of a cornfield or something, I don't even know, Callie Morgan.
Hey, how's it going?
Our special guest this week, your friendly neighborhood produce saleswoman, I don't know. Callie, yeah. How's it going, Callie?
Pretty great. And I'm not in a cornfield, by the way.
Oh, are you? Okay, well, I don't know where you live. I just kind of picture it as, I don't know.
It's somewhere. Oval, it's not flat.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, my misconception of what that section of Arkansas looks like then, I guess.
Apparently so.
Well, okay, so in the middle of a valley somewhere in the Ozarks, I don't know. Where are you, actually?
In Bowdoin.
In Bowdoin, in your house, or are you?
Oh, yes, what? In my lovely loft bedroom.
Ah, you have a loft?
Yeah.
And a barn?
No, it's not in a barn. I mean, it's in a house.
Okay.
Caleb is not picturing you living in a barn on the plains somewhere.
I was homeschooled in a barn. Sounds about right, doesn't it?
Yep, that's what I picture you living in.
Well, okay. Thanks a lot, Callie. You just blew half of our episode.
I gotta totally replan the episode now.
Saying you're homeschooler right from the get-go.
No, okay. No, seriously, what were you saying?
I was just saying that my parents built their retirement house, and they didn't draw me in a bedroom, so I drew myself in one, so it's a super tiny loft bedroom.
Ah, okay. Did you build it?
Yeah, I did, actually.
Really?
I did all the electric work to our house, and I built most of the inside walls.
Okay, that's actually pretty impressive. Electric work scares me. Like, I'm always afraid I'm going to fry myself.
When we go to Helena, why aren't you on the construction group?
Because kids are more fun than electricity.
I'll agree with that, generally speaking. Now, kids and electricity, that's where it gets fun.
That could be something.
Yeah, yeah.
I'll keep that in my hat for next year at Helena.
Sounds electrifying.
Oh, that's so great. It's like you're Corey over here with the wordplay. Seth, did you ever come up with nicknames for us?
Sort of.
Okay, go for it.
Okay, who should I start with?
I don't care.
Okay, so I'm just doing this kind of on the fly, but we'll start with Callie.
Hey.
Whoop, whoop.
Hey. Yeah, all right. So I need you to, since, you know, you work in produce and all,
mm-hmm.
and I'm assuming you probably also sell fruit at your produce place.
Some.
All right, so I need you to name a fruit.
A fruit that I sell?
No, just any fruit. Doesn't have to be one you sell.
A fruit you don't sell. How about that?
Grapefruit, because oddly enough, it's one of my favorites.
Oh, that's interesting.
Wow. Okay, well, we have Callie the Electric Grapefruit Thrower.
Is that like your superpower?
Sure.
My old-mannered produce salesman by day. Electric Grapefruit Thrower by night.
I told you, I'm not very good at this.
No, I like it. It's actually better than most of mine. Okay, moving on.
Okay, Caleb, I need you to list an adjective.
Squirmy.
Squirmy. Okay, we have the hot squirmy barbecue mixer.
What?
Caleb, the squirmy hot barbecue mixer.
If that's my super talent, then I didn't get a very good one. Okay, then. Thank you for that.
Well, you made barbecue sauce.
I didn't
for
make
supper.
It. I just warmed it up.
Well, you mixed it, sort of.
I've decided that the key to you barbecue made it, sauce is just okay. That it needs to be warm. Like, that's like you could take the worst barbecue sauce and warm it up, and it's still better than...
Okay, fine. Caleb, the warm... What was your word again?
Squirmy?
Caleb, the warm, squirmy barbecue mixer.
All right.
Okay.
Moving
that one
on.
Very good. Noah, come up with a place. Any place.
Place. A cornfield.
Okay, cornfield. Okay. Wow. So, okay, let me think this one through for a moment. Pick another place. Pick another place, though.
That was the only place
a shoe factory.
Shoe factory.
Okay.
Where are you going with this, Seth?
I'm not sure.
We've already wasted 8 minutes of Callie's life. Come on.
I know. It's pretty sad. Okay. Noah's aquaphobia corn-filled shoe factory.
Is that a nickname or
it sounds like our sponsor for the week?
Yeah, it's one hyphenated long word.
Okay, just wanted to clear that up.
Okay, well, I was trying to come up with a city, and he didn't ever give me a city name.
Well, you should have asked for a city, though.
Yeah.
Anyway, I was
this
trying...
This is why we don't let Seth do nicknames very often.
I was playing off of summer themes, okay? Barbecue sauce, and then Noah's supposed to be aquaphobia.
You know that means afraid of water, right?
Yes, because Noah's afraid of water. He doesn't ever get in it.
Noah never takes a shower. He's afraid of water.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Okay, that's great. So, Callie.
Callie had the best nickname.
Yeah, she did. Callie, whenever we have a guest podcaster, guest crew member on the show, I like to ask them, how would you describe yourself? So, Callie... In as many words as you want, describe yourself.
Ooh, I have no idea. I'm pretty nerdy. Yeah, that's pretty much about all I got. I'm the youngest of five kids, so.
And you're the only girl, right?
The only girl and the youngest, yes.
Oh, that's a rough one. I mean, four older brothers.
She's an electric grapefruit thrower. She sounds pretty nerdy.
I mean, yeah, that does sound pretty.
It's Clark Kent's rifle.
Hey, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so do you have any other superpowers?
Well, I was also did the electric work for my grandparents' house, which is like super tiny. And my dad told me that all the electricity was off. Well, come to find out it was not, which I only found out after I grabbed three wires and thought I was about to die. But nobody noticed, so it was cool. I played it off like it never happened.
Wow. So you didn't die?
No, I didn't.
Wow, that's a lot of voltage to not die. Maybe she does have superpowers.
Told well, that's you. What turned her into an electric grapefruit.
It's her origin story.
It's all those grapefruits she was eating. It's like at Camp Green Lake, eating onions, you know?
One day, a mild-mannered produce woman was doing electrical work in her grandparents' house when she touched three open wires. Next thing she knew, she was blasted through the wall into a cornfield of grapefruit. And she became the electrical grapefruit thrower.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, so I was on the news a few weeks back, unfortunately. And these people came and interviewed me because I fell on Southwest Drive. That's the road I work on. And so my title, they pop up Callie Morgan on the screen, and my title underneath it is Sells Veggies on Southwest. I said, no, there's me a good title for the rest of my life.
Wait, okay, back up. Why were you on the news?
They were asking me about if they should drop the highway down to one lane while they do work on it. Like, they were asking my opinion.
Which is
ridiculous because I don't live in Jonesboro, but, you know, and they had to do it either way, so I don't know why people's opinion even cares, why it even matters, but.
I found the article, but I don't see a video. I'm disappointed. There is already a lot of honking that goes on here, and always a lot of people, said Callie Morgan. I think they would probably need to put in some kind of light or have someone come flag traffic or something. People drive crazy enough in Jonesboro as it is, and if they don't have anyone managing it, people don't pay attention anymore. Most people just don't. Oh, it's somebody else. Okay.
I was like, I did not even say that.
Wow.
Oh my goodness. No, that was the guy. That was the guy. He came up to me a few weeks ago, and he, like, I sell under this tent at Jonesboro, all right? And so he comes up and he puts his hand on my shoulder, like it's like some really serious moment. And he looks at me. He nods his head and he keeps his hand on my shoulder. So I'm like, why is his hand on my shoulder? But he just keeps looking at me. And then he goes, I just want you to know that it means a lot. Really appreciate it. I'm like, I'm sorry, what? And he's like,
sorry, what?
He's like, I'm really thankful for what you said. And I was like, what are you talking about? And he's like, on the news, man. Yeah, I really appreciate it. And I was like, well, you're welcome. I mean, like, yeah, the guy just, like, saved somebody's life or something. I don't know. It was pretty funny.
That is kind of weird.
Like, he acts like it's something super serious. It was, like, a two-minute dramatic pause as he just stares at me with his hand on my shoulder and keeps nodding.
I know you don't know who I am, but...
Yeah. Yeah. It's pretty interesting. Not to mention he was shirtless with overall, so that made it, you know, even more weird.
Okay, so we, the Hardwicks, we know Callie from our trips back and forth to Helena every year.
You should go back and listen to our Helena podcast episode.
So I guess I've known Callie now for 5 years, I guess then.
Yeah, probably about that.
Probably about like that. And you were homeschooled, so obviously that's what qualifies you to be on this podcast.
Well, I mean, clearly, because homeschoolers are always the best.
Yeah, and for whatever reason, everybody we get on this podcast is like almost always homeschooled.
We don't always have guests, but when we do, they're homeschooled.
Exactly.
Wait,
you don't always socialize, but when you do, it's with other homeschoolers.
Pretty much.
We had Spencer.
Spencer wasn't home. I mean, we've had a few that weren't homeschooled, like Spencer wasn't homeschooled. But for the most part, most of them, for whatever reason, if you're going to waste somebody's time, at least waste a homeschooler's time, right?
Exactly.
Exactly.
Because they have time to waste.
Yeah. So what were you saying about the middle, Noah?
Oh, I was saying that it's going to be its final season this year.
That's so sad. Callie, do you like the middle?
I've never watched it.
Oh, that's a shame. That's a shame.
Did they cite any reasons why?
I honestly haven't bothered to click on any of the links and read them. I just saw the headline.
Well, you know, maybe there's maybe it's better off
honestly,
for the best.
Honestly, I'm not that surprised after they canceled Last Man Standing in the spring that
they're
going to cancel the middle. So they're going to get Axel out of college, and that's what matters.
Yeah. Okay, so a moment of silence for the middle.
Okay, that was long enough.
Okay, that was long enough. All right, so Callie, what's up? What's you been doing? What's new?
Nothing really. I've spent my summer working, reading, or babysitting. That's pretty much my life.
Working, reading, or babysitting. Which of those is your favorite?
All equal in different ways.
Really?
Explain.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, really, they're just, I don't know. I just enjoy them all differently. You can't really compare them.
Okay, I can kind of see babysitting. I mean, if you like kids.
Love kids.
Like, what age do you actually babysit? Are you, like, really babysitting or more like kid-sitting?
Well, I have my niece who is 6, and I have my nephew who is 1. And I have my
friends. Oh, so you get, like, a little bit of both.
Yeah, and I have, like, my friend's kids, and they're, like, toddler, you know. 1, 2, 3 age, so.
So pretty young, yeah.
Yeah, pretty young.
You went to St. Louis, right, with the group?
Yes, I did. Wait, are you talking about, like, my random St. Louis trip I just went on?
I don't know. I just saw a picture of you
okay.
and Allie in
just
St. Louis.
Just making sure we're, like, on the same page here. Yes, I went to
How
St. Louis.
How many times have you been to St. Louis in the last?
Well, there was the one time I drove the...
Well, you said with the group, so I was thinking, like, maybe there's some group that's just big. I don't know, you know.
I don't know.
Well, the third person was Amanda, and Allie and I paid for her to go as her graduation gift.
Ah, okay, cool.
She's graduated college, so we all decided to go somewhere together.
Gift.
we all decided to go somewhere together, and baseball was the only thing the two of them could agree on. So St. Louis it was.
Baseball, uniting friends since 1872. No. So, okay, so y'all went into Busch Stadium then, I guess.
We did, yep. Followed the Cardinals play. Who'd they play? The Rockies, that's what it was. And we stomped them pretty good. I don't really watch baseball, so I don't really, you know, hey, whatever. it was
Speaking
a fun trip,
of baseball,
though.
I basically just used that as a segue. Because I wanted to talk about baseball. So I saw this week that
Cliff is good is like tweeting awesome stuff.
Oh yeah, the random Twitter bot that we made almost a year ago now that we talked about in the very first podcast episode. Cliff is good. Still,
I thought it was the second.
Maybe it was. Still tweeting out all sorts of nonsense. But anyway, no, I saw this where this week the first MLB player born in 1997 debuted. That means there's now a player from Seth's birth year in the major leagues.
I could be playing in the major leagues.
I know. Callie,
if that darn Tim Tebow law had passed.
I don't know exactly how old you are, but you were born around then, right?
I was born in 97.
97. See, there you go. See, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I just remember when there was a baseball player who was younger than me in the major leagues, and how like I just felt like basically I'd wasted my life. I was like, I can't. To be fair, though, the guy who debuted the other day, his name was Ozzy Albies. I don't know how to say his name exactly. But anyway, he was actually born January 7th, 1997. So he's actually older than Seth. So Seth, to this point, there is no Major League Baseball player younger than you yet. But it's coming, probably by the end of the year. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, September call-ups.
Yeah, so because I found that out, I was like, oh, I wonder who the first Major League Baseball player younger than me was. And I looked it up, and it was Rougned Odor.
That's a funny name.
Yeah, it is. Odor, yeah. Yeah. His nicknames are all like stinky or smelly odor. Yeah, but of course, his first name's not that great either. Rougned?
I know.
Oh,
I bet middle school was hard on him.
Yeah, I guess when your last name is Odor, that's a good reason to be homeschooled right there. Noah, the first baseball player younger than you was Starlin Castro in 2010. So, I mean, at least we got some pretty good players that were younger than us. I mean, so I don't know about Callie, because I don't know what day she was born on. But any case, it's coming. The baseball players who are younger than y'all.
That's the way it's always a little depressing. Like when you watch the Olympics and there's like 16-year-olds out there who've like made something of their life and you're eating potato chips on the couch.
Yeah.
Hey, I stand by my potato chips in the couch. Well, actually, I don't. I sit on them, but
I have a podcast.
There's different ways to level success, I guess.
Yeah, I guess that's true. Yeah. So yeah, that's fun. So anyway, I just thought I'd mention that to make Seth try to feel old.
Oh yeah, thanks. This woman came up to me at work the other day and thought that I was the same age as her daughter, whom is 37.
Oh, that's rough. But to be fair, that lady was probably pretty old.
She was like 57.
They all look young at that point.
Yeah, by the time old.
By the time you're younger than somebody's kids, everybody younger than your kids are kids.
Yeah.
I guess it's true.
Yeah,
I was like, well, no, I'm not 37. She goes, well, I have another daughter 32. I was like, well, I'm 20.
Oh, yeah. You don't look old. I don't know why anybody would say that. But anyway, last week we mentioned that we've been playing a game on Mom's phone where we all had to sit around and help her figure out the anagram.
Yeah.
So I thought since we've been doing anagrams, it would be fun to do anagrams of the word Hardwick Sound.
Oh, and that's a big word.
It is. Well,
can we pick just one of those?
Well, that's why I used the internet and just came up with my favorite ones. So these are the words you can make with the letters HARDWICKSOUND. All right, number one. Danish duck row.
Wait, are you having to use all the letters?
Yeah, all the letters.
Oh, that's harder.
Next one. No rickshaw, dud. Hi, cowards, dunk. You don't like these?
Is one of these going to be the title of our episode, maybe?
Kind of speechless. They probably should be. You're probably right. Whack Odd Ruins.
Okay, that one's getting better.
We're getting to the better ones. Don't worry. Hi, Onward Duck.
Okay, now we're getting somewhere.
Okay, good, good. My favorite one was probably, Is Chad Work Done?
All right, Chad, let us know.
Of course, to do that, you had to spell done, D-U-N, but is Chad work done?
Well, it is
done?
Arkansas.
Chad listens to our podcast while he works, so.
Let us know if you got your work done, Chad.
Here you go. Acid Drunk Show.
I can see some problems here.
It's not a very, it's not true, it's not a description of our podcast, it's just... It sounds like a podcast titled The Acid Drunk Show, but not our podcast. The next one
is... sounds like the people I work with.
Oh. You can have a podcast. It's about you and your coworkers. It's The Acid Drunk Show. It's an anagram of Hardwick Sound. Okay. The last and final one is Such a Kind Word. Hardwick Sound is an anagram for such a kind word.
That one that's almost better. A full sentence.
I know. It's like that one almost is hard to believe. So there you go. Those are the best anagrams I could come up with for the word Hardwick Sound.
If you use Hardwick Podcast, you get a lot more better ones.
What? Really? Okay, so give us some anagrams for Hardwick Podcast.
Well, I mean, it's hard because I haven't actually looked at any of them yet, but there's like a whole giant list. I mean, the first one, it starts off with crawdad, so anything with crawdad's not got to be crawdad chop kit.
Okay.
Sounds like an ass word from our sponsor.
And now for a word from this week's sponsor. Crawdad chop kit.
I'm Chef Ambadou, and I know that family dinners are special, but often just plain routine. If you're tired of boring lamb chops and pork chops, then try my signature, crawdad chops, delivered right to your door. Served bone in or bone out. You've never had a cut of meat like one of the ribs of these juicy little invertebrates. As you know, compared to a routine pork chop, a crawdad chop has one-third the fat, half the sodium, and one-tenth the edible meat. Straight from a pristine muddy bayou to your mailbox. A crawdad chop kit includes all the spices and fixings you'll need to prepare a meal that will leave your family speechless. Plus, the minimalist portion sizes of crawdad chops ensure that you'll never waste food again. So make preparing a family dinner at home fun and easy again with the Crawdad Chop Kit.
Okay, we're back, and thank you so much for playing Anagrams with us. This won't be a regular podcast feature.
Anagrams with Kelly.
Attic Wax Shop.
So there you go. That's our favorite anagram for Hardwick Podcast and our sponsor of the week. What a coincidence. So, Kelly.
Why should I hire you?
There's been another question.
Wrong answer.
You're
if
fired.
I told your previous employer, what would they say is your best and worst qualities?
Oh my goodness, a little deep, isn't it?
I've been doing interviews all week.
Oh, that sounds terrible.
Yeah, it
best
was.
Best quality, as far as working, I'm honest and loyal, so that's something.
Yeah, everybody said that.
One of the other higher-ups from the company was trying to get me to cheat my boss out this past week. and I didn't do it, so that means I'm like honest and loyal, right?
Loyalty. It's a good virtue.
So if I at my interview, should I go in and say I'm a big liar and I'm gonna take advantage of you in this business?
I appreciate your honesty is what we would say to that. Because we said that.
And then throw your file in the trash can.
So no, you've been doing interviews. What are some of the questions y'all ask?
It's funny, I can't think of them when I'm trying to think of off the top of my head. Most of them were just your standard interview.
Let's be more honest. What kind of question would you do you want to ask?
Oh, I just want people to play board games with me when they do interviews. That's my interview process.
Are you willing to come over and play board games?
Well, no, more like just, okay, we're going to play board games. We'll put out, I don't know, just Settlers of Khan. Can you manage resources? Or Carcassonne, can you put all your meeples out there without running out of meeples and, you know?
Oh, okay, so you want to play board games with them to test their skills.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, gotcha. What board game would be good for that?
I'm still working on that. A lot of different games are good for that, but, you know. Splendor. I think Carcassonne actually works pretty well because it's really management type stuff, resource management.
And you can play Ticket to Ride and see how greedy they are about taking tickets.
Yeah, we could play a game based on greed, and we could play a game that involves bluffing to find out if they can lie. No.
if you can't lie.
We can play cockroach poker.
No, actually, while I was trying to come up with interview questions, that's probably the thing I learned is how many things I can't ask in interviews. And it's like, so you can't ask this question, but you could rephrase it like this to get the same answer. And I'm like, this is a lot like playing Spyfall. It's like, I've got to ask these questions, but I can't ask them in a way that will get me in trouble with HR. I just got to ask it in a way that tries to get the answer that I want without asking the question.
So you can just ask them... what religion are you?
Yeah. You can't ask that question, no.
All right, Callie. What religion are you?
We can't ask that. That's our podcast. I guess we can do whatever we want, but
that's right.
She's in the cult of the grapefruit throwing.
Exactly. How did you know? Did I give it away already?
That's what they believe in. It's kind of an oriental martial arts type religion. Yeah.
Can you ask them what their shoe size is?
I'd have to check with HR on that one.
Do you prefer pickles or olives?
You definitely can't ask that one.
Oh, I hate olives.
Oh, okay. You win. Good. You pass.
And our current running question, if you were a key on the keyboard, what key would you be?
On like any... Like what? How could they
preferably a QWERTY keyboard, but you know.
Look, there's only one right answer. If you get this wrong,
there's not
you
that
don't
many
get the
keys.
Job.
Okay, we're talking about what kind of keyboard? You say like a piano like a QWERTY
keyboard,
like a
No, like a computer
just
keyboard,
just like your laptop. You know, you open up the screen, you look down on the keyboard, and you go, ah, that one's me.
We don't include emojis though.
No.
Although I am curious to know what emoji you would be as well.
Yeah, that's true too. Okay, so answer the first question first. Which key are you?
I would have no idea.
You got
wrong answer.
You're fired. I mean, we never hired you at all, but if you...
Yeah, I'm getting ripped off here in this interview. So, first of all, I don't have a job.
Send a complaint to our HR department.
Guys, so...
You don't even know what job you're applying for, but just
exactly.
Answer the question. Look, it's a simple question. What key are you on the keyboard?
I would just stick with a good old K.
K for Callie. Okay.
That tells us a lot about your personality.
K stands for thousands. That's good. If you're hiring somebody, you like thousands. Okay, so next question. Which emoji are you?
The one that's always in my favorite spot on the little keyboard thing is like the laughing crying guy.
Oh yeah, that's true. You've used that texting me quite a bit.
Well, it just always cracks me up, so I use it all the time.
Yeah, I'm always funny. No, actually, you usually use it at the end of your own sentences, like you think you're funny.
I'm hilarious. Are you saying I'm not?
No, you are. I'm just saying I'm not.
Okay,
as funny
I don't even
as I
want
think
this job anymore.
hold on. Since we're talking about emojis. Have you seen the Emoji Movie?
No, I have not.
No.
And nobody ever should.
Apparently nobody has.
We're just going to pretend it never happened.
I was going to say, because I went and looked at the Rotten Tomatoes, and it has a 6%.
6%. That's bad, I
That's
think.
Really, really bad.
No, okay, going back to the whole crying, laughing emoji, like, that frustrates me. Like, why isn't there just a laughing emoji? Why do they have to be crying? Like, I want to say this is funny, but I don't want to be saying, like, it's so funny that I started crying.
Because if you don't show it just right, it just looks like he's, like, wincing in pain or something. Like, how could you show that he's actually laughing?
Are you sure the crying emoji is laughing? How do you know he's not just crying?
I don't know. I can relate to the little guy. I mean, he looks like he's laughing.
Well, there's rolling on the floor laughing emoji. Face
oh,
with
I actually
tears
use the
of
eye
joy
roll
emoji.
Guy a lot.
Cat face emoji with tears of joy, and smiling face with open mouth and closed eyes emoji. According to Emojipedia, those are all
Emojipedia?
Of the, yeah.
That's a thing?
Yes.
That it was all. Be.
Those are all the emojis related to laughing. I really don't know what the cat face has to do with laughing, but it's in there.
That's a good point.
So, moving on to our final interview question. What meme would you be?
Oh my goodness. I don't know.
Can I suggest you start using the laughing face cat with tears now, Callie?
You could.
There's such a thing?
Yeah, there is one. Yeah, I don't ever use the little cat emojis. I don't use little people either.
I don't use the people, but I will use the cat one.
Oh,
I'll
like
send
this.
It to Cecilia Bedelia.
I like the Firefox emoji of the crying cat is actually a crying fox. Well played, Mozilla.
Well played. What did you say, Seth? Meme?
Yeah, what meme would you be?
All right, Callie, what meme would you be?
I don't have any real dedication to any meme. They're all fitting for different reasons.
I'm my own meme.
Callie is just a picture of Callie.
I'm my own meme.
Like a picture of Callie with just the word homeschool.
Yeah, is there a homeschool emoji?
I'm a self-made meme.
Okay, Google homeschool emoji. I want to know what comes up.
There actually is one. No, not emoji, but there is a homeschool meme.
I mean homeschool meme, yeah. There should be homeschool emoji. Why is there no homeschooler emoji? It's Big Ed Kid from Blimey Cal. That's the homeschool emoji.
There's a lot of different things.
Are you familiar with Blimey Cal?
Yes, I am.
So you know who Big Head Kid is?
Has he got the big hair?
Yeah, the kid who talks like Big Head Kid. Like Ed.
Often yes. Wearing a Sparky's.
Yeah, that's my favorite thing is when he's wearing the Sparky's vest. Like, yep, that's a homeschooler. No, yeah, that's the homeschool emoji. It's the homeschool emoji. It's just a
meme.
Picture of. No, I mean, it's the emoji.
Oh, we have an emoji now?
The homeschool emoji is a little smiley face with a picture of Big Ed Kid.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Although the homeschool emoji on the meme. Man, we're getting mixed up. The one that Blimey Cow has kind of created is the one where they go, "It's Christian!" That's kind of become like the go-to homeschool meme, I think. Whenever something is vaguely religious,
like this interview,
"It's Christian!" They mentioned VBS, therefore... Insert homeschool meme. Yeah, so there you go. So Callie, we've reviewed your credentials, and
oh my gosh, don't ask for my resume. It's a little embarrassing.
Really? Why? What's on your resume?
My only real jobs have been working at the Squash Blossom and the Weenie Wagon. So we just don't really talk about that. My it kind of gets changed and removed from the resume when necessary.
What
is it actually called, the Weenie Wagon?
Yes, it really is called the Weenie Wagon. I would not even make that up.
What were your job titles at these fine establishments?
I was the head of the, I was the weenie wagon captain.
That was the title. You were the captain.
Of the weenie wagon, yes.
I just feel like you have a future working with the Oscar Mayer Wienermobile.
Oh,
I could. I have seen it in person. So I'm like already there.
Yeah. We saw the Wienermobile a couple
driving
of times.
Down the interstate.
We saw it. It was once at, it was at Harvest Foods when Harvest Foods was over there, and that was cool.
It was at Harps too.
You know, there's like 18 different or something like
only
that.
Only 18?
Yeah, there's a lot of them though.
I just wonder what happens when they retire. Where do they end up?
Where do they go? Probably like
museums, scrapyards.
I just gonna say, I hope it's sitting in somebody's backyard, just rusting away.
The hot dog museum located in Ottawa, no, Fort Wayne, Indiana. No, yeah, that's probably true. So there you go, Callie, your friendly neighborhood weenie wagon captain.
And I did run the squash blossom, don't forget that.
What is a squash blossom? What are we even talking about?
Like the business.
Yeah,
it's
a store
that sold produce. It's the same people that I work for now, which is Plowboys. They opened their own store and it was called the Squash Blossom,
right?
And the weenie wagon was a food truck.
To answer your question or to supplement what you said, the hot dog museum is in Ohio. It's Obetti's Hot Dog Museum.
Oh, hey, that's great. Do they have Wienermobiles?
They have a picture of one.
They have one.
They have one.
In their picture.
Wow. I know where we're going on our next vacation. Where's it at in
Ohio? I think your next trip you take with Allie and Amanda, you should suggest this.
Yeah, you should.
Yeah, no, that's not happening.
There's lots of baseball in Ohio. You got the Reds. You got Cleveland.
15 West State Street in Athens, Ohio.
There you go.
I don't know where Athens is.
I don't either. What was I going to say? I just wanted to know, how did you end up working for the Wiener Wagon?
It is the weenie wagon, just so you know.
Okay, I'm
not
sorry.
Not the wiener wagon. I mean, because that just sounds ridiculous.
If I had a hot dog stand, I would call it the wienery.
You know, I should suggest that. how did I get the job? Okay, so I'm friends with these people that own this flower nursery, right? And so every fall they do this big like fall festival. If they have a corn maze and like all this stuff, and so naturally you have to have food there, which is the weenie wagon. And so I ran the weenie wagon, and oddly enough, there were no hot dogs.
What?
Yep. Nope. There were no weenies in the weenie wagon.
Where is there at least a wagon?
There was a wagon, but I mean, it's like one of those little super tiny portable buildings, like on the little trailer. That's what it was.
What did you do then?
I sold walking tacos and s'more kits.
There's also a National Mustard Museum.
Oh, really? Is it right next door?
No, it's in Wisconsin.
Wisconsin. Wow. They do
That's
like
a long
that.
Road trip.
They do like yellow foods in Wisconsin. I don't know why. Okay, so what's at the Mustard Museum?
So where's the Ketchup Museum?
I don't know. I'll search that next. They have a wall of mustard.
Speaking of that.
A wall of mustard.
It's not made of mustard, though.
Oh, man.
It just has mustard from over 70 different countries.
Oh, do they have a statue of Colonel Mustard?
Hey,
they have a giant hot dog with mustard on it.
If you can break out of jail with peanut butter, I think you can probably do it with mustard too.
Segway. So it's time for us to move into our final segment of the show that we like to call Sound Advice, the segment of the show where we give you, the listener, some sort of advice that may or may not make your life better. All right, so who wants to go first? Who has something that they can share this week that will make you or the listener a better person?
Oh, I went to the new Italian place in town, and it was actually pretty good.
The one that's in the old
Bose Barbecue.
Yeah, former Cajun Mobetta's place, former barbecue place.
Yep. Okay. So what's your review?
I liked it. Okay. I mean, it wasn't like amazingly mind blowing or anything, but it wasn't terribly expensive, and it's decent lasagna.
A non-expensive Italian place?
I didn't say it was non-expensive. I just said it wasn't outrageously expensive. I mean, like the lunch plate for lasagna was like $8, which is considerably less than what it was at the other Italian place. Although more than it was at the other Italian place.
Callie, how many places are there to eat in Imboden besides the Weenie Wagon?
The Weenie Wagon has retired.
Oh.
Yeah. Rest in peace. Let's see. In Imboden, there is the Greyhound Diner, which everything tastes like dog food. There is Casa Lopez, which is actually
pretty good.
A dog
food diner. Casa Lopez? I mean,
yeah, Casa Lopez is pretty good. Very good, I mean, actually. And pretty
Mexican
cheap, which makes it even better.
Mexican restaurants, I'm assuming it's Mexican, they're usually pretty cheap and good.
I don't know. I wouldn't trust that, Cam. They had a wiener wagon.
Weenie wagon.
They had a weenie wagon that didn't have hot dogs. So just because it sounds like
it's
got a Mexican name
restaurant.
Doesn't mean it has Mexican food.
Well, if it makes it sound better, it was in a gas station. It's an old
Okay.
gas station building.
There you go.
And the Mexican employees live in the basement.
Oh, okay. Great.
That's exciting. And, oh, we have a Subway.
Oh, wow. Nice.
That's the only real restaurant we have is a Subway.
That's hard to say that's a real restaurant.
And the Greyhound Diner and Casa Lopez are both owned by the Mexicans, like the same group of people.
Interesting.
So and one tastes.
According to you,
like dog food.
They're a lot better at Mexican food than diner food.
But they're great at dog food.
They are great at dog food. Well, actually, okay, so last time I went there, I ordered a chicken strip meal, and I got two chicken strips that are burned to a crisp and like five french fries. I'm
not
even joking. And I didn't even see it till I went home because it was a takeout order. So that's a little disappointing.
That's how they get you.
Hey, I've had a hard time with food this week because I was in Memphis a few days ago. We went to a KFC Taco Bell, and they were out of chicken sandwiches and hard tacos.
Wow.
You could get
worse than the Weenie Wagon.
Because they only had popcorn pieces left. They had no strips or fillets of chicken. And then you could get anything in a soft shell. So like anything you get that was crunchy, it automatically had to be changed over to a soft shell.
Pretty soon they'll be selling popcorn tacos.
Don't give Taco Bell any ideas. The popcornorita. Okay, so there you go. Seth, do you have any sound advice this week?
Yes, if you want cheese dip, don't get it at Taco Bell. Get it at the Cheesecake Factory.
Oh, that's right. That's what they were talking about in the Potty Break podcast today.
Yeah.
Oh, and that reminds me of something. The Wikipedia page I made for Freight Mabry, who's one of the guys on that podcast. Y'all may remember Caleb Mabry, who's the son of Freight Mabry, who we had on this podcast a while back. Anyway, I made a Wikipedia page for his dad because I said I would on the podcast episode with Caleb. So apparently they finally picked up on that and they talked about it just a little bit on the podcast today.
It was like two lines.
But I feel proud that something I made got referenced on the podcast with Tim Hawkins.
You should be proud.
Yeah. Callie's a homeschooler.
It is pretty impressive.
She knows all about the Tim Hawkins.
Oh, you bet. He's coming to Arkansas pretty soon. I just saw that.
Yeah, he's coming to Hot Springs in September.
Yeah, I got to get a Dalmatian costume.
I
told Caleb I'd wear a Dalmatian costume to the Tim Hawkins.
And he told us he was going to be live in the studio with us.
Yeah.
Did he?
I'm putting words in his mouth now.
We'll just have to tell him he said that.
Say it confidently enough, and then he'll believe it.
Yeah.
We cut that part from the episode.
You guaranteed us an hour of podcasting with Tim Hawkins. No, that'd be great, but no, not gonna happen.
We'll settle for Freight.
For Freight. Yeah, if we could get Freight on the podcast, we'd blow up, man. We would.
Our listeners would you know,
our
triple.
Our audience, yeah, would just explode.
We'd go from 0 to 3.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's my sound advice this week, is if you want to get mentioned on Tim Hawkins' podcast, make a Wikipedia page for one of the people on his podcast.
That was okay, that's very specific advice.
And if you want to be on this podcast, feel free to make a Wikipedia page for us. That'd be fun.
And we will bring you on the podcast if you do.
Not necessarily.
Well, maybe.
We might mention
We might spare you from coming on the podcast.
Yeah. Like Kelly. No.
But anyway, I should go and see Tim Hawkins at some point, though. Like, maybe we could all like meet up and go watch him.
That'd be fun if you weren't, if you don't mind being embarrassed by the guy wearing the Dalmatian costume.
Hey,
I have four older brothers and a dad. I can't be embarrassed by anything.
That's a good point. I'd probably be.
And you worked at the Weenie Wagon, so.
And I worked at the Weenie Wagon, so come on.
All right, I think that's all for this week.
One last thing, Tim Hawkins is coming to Hot Springs, Arkansas on Saturday, September 16th, and to Bentonville, Arkansas on Sunday, September 17th.
Cool.
Which, by the way, is the weekend before SpaCon in Hot Springs, the Lego and Comic Convention thingy mobile.
Cool.
And he's coming again to Little Rock on December 1st.
We'll be sure to be posting on our Facebook page, Hardwick's, what is it? Facebook.com/Hardwick Podcast. See you later, everybody. I'm Caleb saying so long.
Goodbye.
Don't eat at that Mexican place.
No, wait.
No, the Mexican place was good. Don't eat at the other place.
Don't eat the Greyhound Diner.
Yeah. So long.
Peace out.
Callie, our signature sign-off is stay safe, don't be stupid. You got that?
Hey, that sounds like great advice.
Yeah, it's great advice. So say it with us. 3, 2, 1.
Stay safe and don't be stupid.
Yeah, I completely missed that.
All right, everybody. Talk to you later. Peace out. Bye.
Oh my gosh. Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness.